Hello, fellow Redbirds. Welcome to Bird Fans Forever, podcast number 60. Please follow us on our @BirdFansForever Twitter account to be notified of our latest podcast videos. Also, go visit our website, www.birdfansforever.com, where you can find a list of our previous podcasts. Finally, go visit Bird Fans Forever on YouTube and slam dunk that subscribe button. Our YouTube site has our Redbird game archive, where you can find a classic Redbird game to watch. John's been getting videotapes from friends of the podcast and has been transcribing them to our digital library. We're excited to interview this next guest since he's our first Redbird recruit that we've had on our podcast. Please welcome to the podcast Illinois State Redbirds basketball recruit Nick Allen.
Hello and welcome to episode 60 of Bird Fans Forever. Our special guest tonight is Nick Allen. He's a future Redbird. He is a signed recruit with Illinois State, and he'll be playing in the 2025-2026 season. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
This is awesome. All right, so this is the first time we've ever done this, is have a recruit on. And so a shout out to Bill Slayer. He does all men's basketball's media, and so he got this taken care of along with the coaches, so don't call the NCAA on us. But Nick, how'd you get to ISU? This is our first question with every guest we've ever had.
Yeah, that's a long one. So yeah. It started off a long time ago, actually. They recruited me, I would say, so my sophomore summer, like as soon as they can start recruiting, ISU was one of the first calls. And I actually went on a visit with my teammate Bradley Longcore. After that summer, so like the break between summer basketball and the season. It was an unofficial visit. We came down and met all the people. And at that time, I was still kind of, I was more open, you know. But came with Brad, who ended up committing to Santa Clara. But that was a fun experience, seeing the campus for the first time. I play in normal community, normal West, a lot of like high school games and travel games and stuff like that. So I've been around the area a lot. But that was my first time actually going on campus, which is cool. And then to get into how I ended up committing to Illinois State. So it was this, I guess my junior, or like my AAU season ended up coming to an end. I was kind of narrowing it down between, I would say a lot of Missouri Valley teams. So
at the end
was Drake, Murray State, Belmont, Indiana State, and Illinois State.
That'd be a lot of Missouri Valley teams.
That would be all Missouri Valley Kings, Nick.
So, I got going into the recruiting process, I was not too set on the conference what I was doing, but ended up being a lot of Valley teams, which is cool.
It is. So, all right, so you go through the process, start talking about who was your primary lead recruiter. Mine was Terry Smith and Pat Cunningham back from the 80s. Who was yours?
Okay, mine was Judson, Coach Judson.
Coach Judd, yeah.
He's great.
How'd you like that?
It's awesome. He's really old school, so he sends me mail still. I have a stack about that high, just hundreds of letters.
Did you like getting letters? Because I would assume the other Valley teams are sending you text messages and calling and doing that stuff. What did you think of that?
So Judson still did all that, but he was the only one with the letters, and that was awesome. My mom loved it. My grandpa loved it. It was just unique.
Yeah. All right, so you're getting through the end of your junior year, and you're starting to narrow down your choices, right? Is it those five schools all through your junior year? Because I know they're contacting you all through your junior year, coming into the spring, you know, AAU season. Are you still looking at still five?
So starting the AAU season, I was Loyola was pretty heavy on me.
Not a Valley team, just by the way. We just want to help you there, Nick, right? Not a Valley team.
X-Valley.
Yeah, X-Valley team. Yes, yeah.
So Loyola a little bit. Northwestern recruited me a little bit.
Very cool. Big Ten.
But going into the season, I was still really – I didn't have a top five until I started scheduling the visits, which is towards the end of the AAU season. The way it's laid out now is it's kind of that there's like a stretch after the AAU season and before the high school season of my like senior year. So this summer where they try to get you on the visits, so they get their scholarships out.
In September and October, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So, but way back to the beginning of the season, I was Loyola was up there for one of my top recruits. Illinois State was there was really consistent, and like the people there was probably my favorite part towards the end. I'll get to that later, but so I went into the season. I played with the Illinois Wolves, which is a good program. And Tyreek, who actually committed with me, played on my team.
Oh, very cool.
Tyreek Coleman, who's committed to Illinois State. So
that's a cool one. Guys ever talk about that on the road? Were you guys talking about recruiting? Because if he's with you on the Wolves.
He got recruited by a lot of the Valley teams as well. So we talked about like the compared and contrasted and what we liked the most.
Very
and the whole
cool.
time we always had Illinois State was up there with our top threes.
Very cool.
That's cool to know.
Yeah.
You guys end up visiting the same weekend, right?
We did, yes. So after it got narrowed down towards our visit scheduling, he had to visit with Illinois State, and then I had a family trip scheduled for that weekend, but it ended up getting canceled. So we filled in the Illinois State visit, which was the same weekend as him and Isaac, who was the kid from Carolina.
Yeah.
So once we got here, I wasn't planning on committing at that time. And then we went on the visit. We started off, we went to a facility tour, which I've already been on a couple times, actually. It's probably my sixth time on campus at that point, which is cool.
Were you giving the tour at that point?
Yeah, to my parents. I was showing my parents around with Coach Jetson in the cart. So, yeah, I think two basketball games, an unofficial, an official, and I stopped by after I had a game in Bloomington, or Normal. So,
which two basketball games did you go to? Do you know? Do you remember?
Last year I totally forget. I think I couldn't tell you.
Did we win?
Did we win? Yeah.
So I've been to three games this year. I went to UT Martin, which was a bad, bad loss for us.
We don't talk about that.
Yeah, let's not talk.
Yeah.
I went to the UIC game, which we ended up losing at the end. But Chase and Johnny were out, so that was a tough loss. And then I finally broke it. I went when Doug Collins got announced.
Well, that was a good game against Valpo.
Yeah.
Against Valpo. Yeah. So I came to that game, broke the curse.
Yep.
The season.
Yeah. There you go.
It was great. I actually got to talk to him a little bit at the end in the locker room. It's crazy.
Very cool.
Legend. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The GOAT.
Yep. For sure.
All right. So keep talking about your recruiting trips. We'll get back on that.
Trips. So I had my official visit schedule. I think I had the first one was Illinois State. Second one was Drake. Third one was Murray State, I believe. So I had those all lined up like in the same week and a half, so it was 3 days here, 3 days there, maybe 2 days off, and then 3 days. So it was an intense period, and then going into it, like I said, I was planning on taking three or four visits and then deciding, like comparing at the end and deciding which school was the best fit for me. But then I came to Illinois State, and I saw Tyreek, and I met with all the team, and the coaches and the trainers and even like the education people.
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah. It was great. We went to we actually went to a dinner at Coach Peden's house one of the nights.
Yeah.
And then at that dinner, like being around the people and their families, and they brought their girlfriends and they brought their spouses and the kids, it was great. That was one of the moments where I just looked around and I could tell it. I was fitting great.
Very cool. Very cool.
So did you recruit Tyreek or did Tyreek recruit you?
So
we're going to fact check this just so you know.
Yeah, because
okay?
Tyreek is... Yeah, because Tyreek's going to be scheduled coming up here as soon as we get a hold of him. So, yeah.
So you can fact check this. So we went up. he asked me. He'll say the same thing. He should, at least. He should. So I think at that dinner is when I decided in my head that I think I was going to commit before I left. We still had that night with the team, and then the next morning we had another couple of meetings. And I had an individual assessment meeting, like kind of seeing where I would fit in the program and how he sees me developing. And that was really what sold me, just the view that Coach Pigeon and Coach Jesson and Coach Slay, Coach Stackage had for me. That was a big part. And then the thing that was so much different about Illinois State was the family aspect and that how much they wanted me to play for them, which is bigger than anything. Like the facilities are cool and all, but that's not really matters when you want to spend 4 years somewhere.
Yeah.
You're 100% right. Yep.
Okay, anyway, backtracking to me and Tyreek. So we were hanging out with the team at the sophomore's house. Like, Chase was my guy, and I think Johnny was Tyreek's guy for the night. And we were hanging out, and I was talking to him, like, I think I'm going to commit. And he's like, really? And I talked to Isaac, too, so it was all three of us. And, like, I might go on one more visit. I might commit. I don't know yet. And then, so I decided at that point I was going to commit, trying to talk him into it. Like, it'd be really cool if we both, all three came, you know. If we could have something special going. So then the next morning I have my final meeting, and we go into the inside the stadium. There's like a lounge area with Coach Peden's office and all the coaches' offices.
Men's basketball office, yes. Yep.
Yes. Okay. So then they take Tyreek to the left, and I go with Coach Peden into the room on the right with all the coaches sitting there at the table waiting for me to give me like the last sell, you know?
Yeah.
So I go in there. And I already know at this time that I'm going to commit when I go in there. I'm ready. So it's just me and my mom. My dad actually had a surgery. He had a knee infection that went bad. So he couldn't make it, but I called him and he knew. And he was on Zoom for the last meeting.
Yep.
So I go in there, and Coach Peden, he gets on his board like this and just writing stuff down, like all the cells you can think of. And I'm just sitting there smiling. Like, I know exactly what's going to happen. I remember one point he was writing, he looked at me like for a serious topic, and I was just smiling, and he like double checked. He wasn't sure what I was doing because it wasn't like the proper reaction, you know?
Right.
So, and then at the end, after like 5 or 6 minutes of just like selling me, you know, he says, what else do you need from me? Like, what else could you have? Like, you put it on the board and had all these things circled. I'm like, nothing, coach, you got it all. And he's like, what? Kept going, and then it didn't click, and I'm like, coach, I'm gonna commit. And then everyone went crazy, and he threw the marker and gave me a hug. But yeah, awesome. So then, like, as that's going on in the room, everyone's cheering. Tyreek's outside in the main lounge area talking to the NIL people, I believe. So then after the meeting, I go out and I talk to him, and then at that moment, like, I can see in his eyes, I think he's getting close. So we ended up actually going home after that. And he calls me that night after he talked to Coach Peden, and he committed the same night.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
That's it. That is awesome.
That is awesome.
So when you go into that meeting, right, and you know you're going to commit, are you like, is your like heart pounding? Are you nervous?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was incredible. I was just sitting there, just like I said, I was smiling. Like, I've never had the feeling was.
Do you actually know what he wrote on the board, or like, is your mind like, he's writing and you're just like, I just want to say yes, you're writing all this stuff, I'm not even paying attention. That would be me. I wouldn't even know what was written on the board.
Right.
You know, it was actually, I was trying to get his like attention to say I wanted to commit, but he was on a roll.
He was on a roll.
He was going and going and going. I just decided to let him get it out before I commit. It was awesome.
So, did you tell your mom before? She was in the room with you, right?
Yeah, she knew. She was.
So she knew you were going to commit, right?
She knew. So that was, she was sitting there waiting. She said, like, she thought I was going to say it 3 or 4 times before I said it. I kind of waited, had the anticipation built up. And then, yeah, it was cool. I do remember some of the stuff he circled on the board, because he was talking about, like, trust and communication and all this stuff. And he's like, and then he told me, we're going to wait. We're going to announce you can trust me. I'll talk to you about it. And then I just pointed at the board.
So, Nick, first of all, congratulations. We saw you just broke the scoring record recently, so congratulations on that. So tell us a little bit about your season, your senior season, and a little bit about the conference and some of the competition you play.
So the season's going well. We have a lot of younger guys that kind of stepped up this year. Me and my point guard are the only one that really played last year varsity basketball, so a lot of new guys. And a pretty tough conference. We used to have a red and a blue side, and then Bolingbrook left our conference this last year. So now we have, I think it's like an 8-team conference or 7-team conference. We play them each 2 times. So some of the better teams this year are Lincoln. We play all the Lincoln Way schools, who are usually pretty good. Lincoln Way East has a pretty good team. Lincoln Way Central has a good team. Lockport has a good team this year. And HF, we play HF. They're obviously a really good
team. Tell everybody on the podcast what HF stands for.
Homewood Flossmoor.
Homewood Flossmoor.
There you go. They beat us twice this year. They got us both times, but it's okay. We got them last year at home. So state championships, we beat them at home. I think they had two in-state losses, us and Bolingbrook. So we'll take that anytime.
And Bolingbrook's a perennial power, too, just for people that know high school basketball. Bolingbrook and Homewood Flossmoor are always up there.
My sophomore year, we didn't play in my junior year because of snow cancellation or something towards the end. It was a February game.
So they didn't want to play you?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. But my sophomore year, I think, was the first time in school history that we beat Bolingbrook, which is
wow,
big. No, we didn't play him last year.
So growing up and stuff like that, were you a point guard at some point? You had this big growth spurt and then became a center, or were you center all your career?
So actually, I used to play a lot of sports. I played football, baseball. I liked to swim. I never did too much competitive swimming, but wrestled for a little bit. You name it, I probably played it. And I hated basketball until I despised it. My dad made me keep playing. I'm like, I want to quit. And he persuaded me to say, I'd say I wasn't any good really until about eighth grade. I always played a center though. Just tall, kind of awkward, like a little baby giraffe, you know. Always tall. But then seventh and eighth grade, I started playing AAU basketball. I played for mid-pro for a year and a half, 2 years, which really kind of started me off on playing full-time basketball. It was a lot different. You get a lot better, a lot faster, especially with the competition. So freshman year, after playing a couple seasons at AAU and taking basketball seriously, I kind of elevated my game a little bit. And we actually had Owen Freeman, the Freemans, Owen and Braden, the one at Iowa and the one at Moline. We grew up with them. They went to my grade school. So we played my freshman year, we had a tall team. It was me, Owen, my brother, who's 6'9".
Wow.
Braden, who was 6'5", 6'6", and another guy who was 6'8" on the team. So we had a
holy cow.
Huge high school lineup.
Yeah.
But was the competition in that year in practice harder to get a rebound in practice than it was in a game?
Oh, yeah. Definitely harder to get a rebound, harder to get a shot off. It's a lot different. My brother actually broke his ankle, though. So I started off on JV since we had so many big guys my freshman year.
Yeah.
After about 10 games, I'd say. My brother broke his ankle, and so I ended up moving up. And by the end of the season, I was starting on varsity. So it was a big year of growth and a big year of learning from Owen and the other big kid and my brother. Especially Owen, he's big, showed me a lot of, like, how to play against bigger players, if that makes sense.
Just in practice.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yep.
So how would you, like, characterize your game? Like, tell us a little bit about it.
My game, especially in high school, since it's hard to guard, I'm more primarily, like, back to the basket, ceiling. I play a lot of high-low with my cousin, actually. I play my cousin Liam Martin. So my dad's sister. So he's my first cousin, but a different last name, if that makes sense.
Yep.
He didn't play last year. He wasn't planning on playing this year. But we were playing pickup in my front yard on the hoop. And me and him were playing 2-on-2. And by the end, it was just a 1-on-1 between me and him. And it was just basket for basket. And I could tell that I didn't know he was that good. Like, at the time, I never knew he was that good. And ever since, I just kind of, every time I saw him, like, you going to play this year? You going to play this year? And eventually, he played. He's a pitcher, so he likes baseball.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So you recruited all the ISU recruits, and then you also recruited at Bourbonnais, too, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. So you do high-low there. What about in the AAU game?
Would you say it again?
In the AAU.
AAU, so I can go back to that. Sorry, I kind of got distracted.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
I can drive a little bit, shoot a little bit. Pick and roll, rebound, rim protection. It's probably my best things, rim protecting. AAU, It was more, I did a lot of pick and rolls, a lot of like two-man actions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Rebounding, defense, bigger things for you.
If they're taking away the roll, can you pop?
Yeah, I'll pop.
Yeah?
I'll pop.
So you're not afraid to put up a three?
Not afraid to put up a three.
See, John? we got to tell John like how the game's evolved.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like if I have an opportunity, I post more than I shoot. But
yeah,
I work on it a lot. So it's something I've gotten more comfortable with. Just with
you just keep them honest, right?
You keep them honest, yes. Yeah.
It's a lot easier to drive and do other things. For you. They respect you a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And so you said rim protection?
Yeah. A lot of block shots, especially AAU in high school. It's not
all right, we like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing's easy.
Make the guards rethink coming into the lane. Yep.
Yes, sir.
See, you'll block the shots. I just fouled the heck out of them. That's all I did. Yeah.
Happens. It happens.
Yeah.
So would you, the high school game and the college game, you know, John can tell you about this. You know, the physicality is a lot different, right? And you know, the speed too. So how would you classify your game as far as being physical?
So like I said, I was more kind of like a baby giraffe coming into high school.
Yeah.
And then I'd say, I think freshman year I weighed about, I was 6'8", 195 maybe.
Wow.
And then right now I'm 6'10", 6'11", to 235, 230.
Okay.
So I was able to put spent a lot of time in the weight room, and I got a lot stronger over the last couple of years. Especially, I'd say, last year, this year was my biggest jump as far as strength and athleticism. So that helps a lot. Obviously, I need to get a lot stronger to play at college, just in general. It always helps. It helps a lot in high school right now with double teams and fouling. But they foul a lot.
It doesn't get any different in college. They're still going to foul you a lot, right?
Yeah.
And that's where the strength training comes in, right? You can just kind of plow through them. So, yeah.
Go through and being quick, being able to, if I need to switch onto a guard, is going to be a big thing. Because if you can guard 1 through 5, you'll be in the court a lot.
A lot, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a big thing to work on, and that I have been working on.
Yeah. So at your school, how big is defense stressed?
It's huge. Coach Long is our assistant coach. He kind of is the defensive guy, and he's every day in practice. We have at least a 45-minute session of just defense. A lot of like cutthroat drills where you have to get 3 stops in a row, and then you switch groups and.
Yep. Yep.
Other guys are running. We do a lot of that. Stops and runs, and you gotta get stops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rebounding too.
So are you guys a man-to-man defense, or do you guys switch it up?
The way we are, we have 3 or 4 really quick guards who aren't as big. And then we have me and Liam, my cousin. He's about 6'6" and pretty strong and tall. So we play a lot of zone, just kind of keep me in the paint and then keep those guys running around the outside.
Yeah.
We'll switch it up. We'll go 2-3, like a 2-3 matchup. We'll go 1-3-1. We'll go press, 1-2-2 press. We like to switch it up. So, and then we'll go... We run a lot of junk defense, like a diamond and two, or a triangle and two, a diamond and one, box and one. Just throw them off.
Yeah, yeah.
It works.
So you got to be smart and know.
Yeah.
Know what's coming.
That's what we're working a lot, is just switching from defense to defense. Yeah. It's hard to score against. Like if you 3 possessions of like a face guarding their best scorers, so then they draw plays with other guys, and you switch back to a press, or you switch to a 1-3-1, and it just
throws them off.
Yeah. Gets ugly sometimes, but
yeah,
but when you're sitting there on defense, right, and you switched it up and you realize they don't you love it when the guards haven't picked it up yet and they're running the wrong offense?
Yeah.
You sit there and you like laugh your ass off at them.
Yeah. I just got it. My job mainly is just block the shot, get the rebound.
Yeah.
In the middle. Which is also a big part of why we run the zone, just no layups. Because if we get the little guys guarding the threes, then I'll clean up most of the inside shots.
So, Nick, have you guys played with Bonzi or not?
We've not played with Bonzi. They're different conference. We usually don't play.
Are you in four? You're in 4A.
We're 4A. Yeah, same size school.
Yeah, but if he played Wabonzi, and you're playing Tyreek, would you rim protect or not?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to get that. You say hello to him as he comes down the lane.
Yeah, I would block a shot and help him up.
There you go.
All right, so Nick, this is where we do closing arguments. I got a daughter who's a public defender, and so we turn it over to you. So here you go.
All right. Thanks for having me. It was a good time. Excited to come to Illinois State. I just wanted to thank some people for getting me there. Obviously, my parents, all my coaches, Coach Long, Coach Kemp at the high school, AAU Coach Mullins, the Wolves program helped me a lot on my journey. Coach Starwood helps train me. All the coaches I've had, and family and grandparents, and everyone supported me. It's been fun. I'm excited to be a Redbird.
We're excited to see you play. All right, so thank you, Nick, for being on. Go Birds. This has been episode 60 of Bird Fans Forever. And John, hit it.
Yes! We'll explain that one later, Nick.